Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Susan Luke Evans. She is a chief influencer, speaker, author, and coach. Susan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
So just so our listeners know, you help and elevate leaders in terms of how they can share the message and maximize the ROI, and I stands for influence. But I want our listeners to know how experienced you are, because a lot of people say they're speakers, but the one thing that was very telling was that you've been doing it not just for many years, but you're part of the NSA, which is the National Speaker Association, which is something that I highly, highly, highly encourage all people who are listening that want to be speakers. When I started my first career as a speaker 20 years ago after leaving my corporate job at American Express on Wall Street, I first joined Toastmasters. And I quickly found that though it's good, it teaches you techniques on how to speak well, but NSA is really the professional aspect of speaking, where they really get to teach you the business side of speaking. And with you, Susan, you've been with that group for some time. What's one thing that you might encourage our listeners to learn about NSA since you've been part of them for some time?
Well, I think that the thing that struck me from the very beginning was that it's a very sharing organization. And there are national associations all around the world. I think there's like 17 or 18 now. I can't keep track. But I live in Toronto, and I also belong to the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, which is very, very similar to NSA in the U.S. And I'm a dual citizen, so you know I have the best of both worlds, I guess. And the thing that really amazed me and continues to amaze me even after all these years is that no matter how new you are to the business or how long you've been in the business, if you need help, if you have a question, if you want somebody to give you some feedback on whatever aspect of your business you might be challenged with, people will do that. They will answer your calls. They will answer your emails. They will answer your Facebook messengers, whatever. And in my case, I can say with great confidence that being a member probably took 10 years off my learning curve in terms of how to actually be in business.
Yeah. And again, I stress it's the business side of speaking, because again, I joined it literally 20 years ago. And I still remember to this day, this speaker at NSA was saying how it took me 7 years to make the same income as I did at a corporate job. And I was like, frankly, quite arrogant at the time. Like, oh, I got to do it sooner. And I didn't do it sooner. I should have listened to the guy. But the point is, those that are listening, the speaking world and the circuit and the professional speaking is a very tough thing to do. And if you have guidance there, it really will exponentially help you, because instead of, in your case, took away 10 years, Susan, sometimes it'll just give you real direction. And the last thing I'll share is, as you were saying, Susan, I'm not part of NSA now, but even the most recently, I reached out to NSA on Facebook, as you were mentioning. I wrote this, excuse me, Huffington Post article about 5 reasons why every entrepreneur should be a speaker. And NSA posted that because, again, they saw the value in that, because and I know about what they do. But the whole point is, it really is a great community globally and nationally to take part in. So thank you for sharing that, Susan. Now, let's talk about your journey as a coach and speaker. What are the things you most love? You talk about this return on influence. Let's talk about that.
Well, I have a new book coming out entitled Return on Influence. It'll be launched on November 17th. And I'm very excited about it because it's all about how leaders can elevate their messages in order to maximize their influence. It's built around a model that I developed that shows 5 different levels of influence, and they are the type of influence that you can exert or have as a leader obviously depends on A, you knowing about those levels, and B, elevating your message so that instead of them just being a temporary kind of influence, that they are more sustainable. And there's lots of case studies and examples and short little stories that come from my experience on both sides of the leader desk. I was the CEO of a financial services support company in Hawaii before I started my own business. And so I've been on the leader side where I had employees, and then eventually we did a merger into a larger entity and all that sort of thing, as well as having worked with leaders all around the world, quite candidly, for the last 30 years, and seeing it from a consultant and a coaching side, and then working with them to present both workshops and convention and conference keynotes about how to be a better leader and how to elevate your message.
That's great, Susan. What are these five levels of influence?
I knew you were going to ask. The first one is compliance. The second one is going up. It's like a pyramid. So if you start at the bottom, compliance, participation, buy-in. I always get this wrong because I do them backwards. Leadership and visionary. So the top two levels are the ones that are the most sustainable. The bottom three have certain characteristics that go with them, so that as a leader, you can tell where you're spending most of your time. Are you really being a leader and grooming other people to influence others as well? Or are you spending most of your time as a supervisor or a mid-manager trying to get people to do things because you said so?
Interesting. I never considered compliance as a level of influence. So can you elaborate on that one?
Well, these are the people that sometimes at entry level, which is certainly normal if they're in a new job, but it can also be people that just, you know, they come to work on time, they leave on time, they take their breaks on time, they take the right amount of time, but they do the bare minimum. They just do their job. And that's what it is to them. It's a job. And they don't have any ambition, at least apparent ambition. I shouldn't say they don't have any, but they behave in a way that if you tell them to do something, they will do it.
And is that influence though?
Well, yeah, it's a certain amount, a certain kind of influence. It's not the kind that's gonna be sustainable by any stretch, but it's a very basic kind of influence. I tell you to do something, you do it, and we move on.
Susan, we only have a few more minutes since you have been speaking for some time. What is the thing that you most enjoy about your role as a speaker and coach? Because again, the whole point in life and this podcast is to encourage and inspire people to pursue their dreams. And you've been speaking for some time. So what do you most love about speaking or coaching?
Well, before COVID, I guess the thing that I loved the most was being able to travel. I've been very fortunate and very privileged. I've have clients on six continents and in over 50 countries. So I've seen a fair amount of the world, and I've made friends, so that even if I'm not working in a certain part of the world and I happen to be there on holiday or whatever, I can still spend time with some of those friends and continue to share the friendship as well as ideas and that kind of thing. So certainly travel has been a big part of it. The older I get, the harder that becomes. And so I think that that, you know, the friendships and the relationships are really what in my opinion is what being a good speaker, a good trainer, a good consultant and coach, it's built on relationships. And so whether I have relationships with people in you know, Hong Kong or India or the UK or wherever, South Africa, I've been privileged to do that. But now I think that I wish I could just, you know, blink my eyes and magically be there, because the travel part, first of all, is not available at this moment in time. But even when it is, it's a lot harder than being there and enjoying the company and the opportunities that travel provided for me over the years.
Yeah, I mean, this situation will end, as most Absolutely. Things will. And so for our listeners, I encourage you all to reach out to Susan and learn from her. So Susan, how can our listeners connect with you and read a book when it comes out or is out?
Well, you can go to my website, SusanLukeEvans.com, and then there's a page in there about the book. And if you're interested, you can leave me your contact information and I will let you know when it will actually be available. Then there's all kinds of other things there, including my email address and so forth. If people want to talk further, I'm happy to talk to anybody pretty much anytime. Not too early in the morning. I'm not a morning person, but I am a night owl, so I make up for it on the other end.
Susan, thank you so much for being on a podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Christopher. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.